You're listening to SBS News.
As far as private health insurance is concerned, Australians tend to hold a common view.
As we go on, it seems to be costing more, and we seem to be getting less.
The cost is increasing.
It's really expensive, and like I think for most people, you probably don't get your money's worth out of it.
I think because the extra costs added with, and a lot of my friends are like, look, I don't need it. What if I don't use it? Then it's a waste of money.
And as more and more people abandon private health insurance, a new report by the Grattan Institute has blamed what it calls inefficient private hospitals for the exodus. The report's co-author, Stephen Duckett, says one of the biggest issues lies with some doctors charging exorbitant fees.
And so this handful of greedy doctors are actually driving a lot of dissatisfaction with private health insurance.
The report found 7% of specialist doctors are billing their patients at more than double the Medicare benefit schedule fee. These bills account for nearly 90% of all out-of-pocket costs for private hospital patients, and many of those patients aren't given a quote in advance. Mr. Duckett says the hospitals and the insurers need to take more responsibility.
When a patient goes along to see a specialist, they have to trust the specialist, and there's a very significant power imbalance here. And so patients are not really in a position to bargain with their doctor. And what we're saying is maybe it's the hospital that should bargain with the doctor.
The industry admits there's room for improvement. Dr. Rachel David, CEO of Private Healthcare Australia, says while doctors are legally allowed to charge what they like, there is a role private hospitals can play in minimising fees.
Hospitals also have a responsibility to permit doctors to engage in poor billing behaviour when they're working in that hospital. So not to charge patients under the counter fees and not to rip them off.
Another major challenge is understanding the complexity of multiple bills. The report says all treatment costs should be combined into one single bill. Mr. Duckett explains.
What we're saying is let's try and improve the product so that we can reduce the premium so people pay less, so they have a single bill, so they don't get deluged with bills after they get discharged. And so try and make the system better for the patient, and that will actually drive more satisfaction, and hopefully people will then decide to keep that product.
The report suggests that if such recommendations are implemented, the economy could save around $2 billion each year, meaning consumers could get up to a 10% reduction in their private health insurance premiums. And it's those soaring premiums, Health Minister Greg Hunt says, the government is trying to control.
So I have rejected over 20 applications by private health insurers, and I've asked them to sharpen their pencils, to very much sharpen their pencils.
The minister has recently announced plans to enable health funds to cover out-of-hospital care, like mental health and orthopaedics. But opposition health spokesman Chris Bowen says it's too little, too late.
Extending private health insurance to some procedures which are currently done in hospital and could be done in home and elsewhere is a worthy enough idea, but it is not the holistic reform that private health insurance needs. Private health insurance needs a big fix, not fiddling. Greg Hunt is fiddling while private health insurance burns.
The government says it will consider the Grattan Institute's recommendations. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.